Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's go.
Happy Tuesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-Hour Chaos Theory Kegger. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to 180 radio affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Oklahoma City to Orlando, Kalamazoo and Waterloo, we are on the air. And we come to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios.
Because they listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. How we doing, everybody? Happy Tuesday. It's a trash Tuesday. It's another day, the perfect day, to take out the trash and to vent about things that are bothering you. So we'll do that coming up here next hour here on the program. As always, get us on the phones on a Trash Tuesday at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. You can always connect with us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. We creep closer towards the NFL draft. We'll discuss some storylines there. Obviously, with the NBA postseason straight ahead, we'll discuss that as well. We've got a lot to tackle tonight here on the program. And you know what? I want to start with that NBA playoff race because last night you had the Miami Heat resting LeBron and Kyrie Irving in Miami. You had the Celtics also in action against the Brooklyn Nets, which is basically a layup, even though the Nets have been playing decent basketball recently. They're by far the worst team in all of basketball. And the Celtics overtook the Cavaliers last night for the one seed right now. If the Celtics win their final regular season game, Boston is the number one seed in the NBA's Eastern Conference. Which, let's face it, is remarkable considering less than 1 week ago, it seemed game, set, match when LeBron went off in Boston and the Cavaliers demolished the Celtics and took that lead, really a two-game lead with four to play for the one seed of the East, and then completely blew it by losing their last three games. Including a 26-point lead against the Hawks on Sunday in the fourth quarter. Only the third NBA team ever to do that. So you have this incredible up and down of the Cavaliers over the last month of the season. Trending down, trending down, trending down. And then when push came to shove and they played the Celtics with a chance at the one seed on the line, and Boston had made this out to be, this is their season, this is their chance to stick it right to the Cavs, this is their chance to prove that they're just as good as the Cavaliers at home. Here was the moment they were going to submarine LeBron. Here was the booby trap. And LeBron knocked him off as though it was King Kong at the top of the Empire State Building swatting down fighter planes. I mean, it was just, he was that dominant, that powerful, that awesome in that game. And then, lo and behold, a two-game lead because of the tiebreaker with four to play, and the Cavaliers haven't won since, and I bet you any money the Celtics aren't losing game 82. and that we're going to have the Cavaliers sacrificing the one seed just for rest last night. Now, I've talked about how if there was ever an excuse, ever a reason to shorten the season, it would be that last night where the Cavaliers punted on home court advantage throughout the playoffs to get some rest. I mean, I'm sorry. That doesn't happen in any other sport. The one seed is significant. The one seed is as important as anything. You're not resting guys, not caring for the one or the two. But you know what? Really, if you take the long view, this is actually perfect for the NBA. Absolutely perfect for the NBA. It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
I mean, I don't think it changed the focus. We just want to, I guess, just control what we can control, really. At the end of the day, that's all we can worry about. We can't worry about anything else.
We're at the top of that division. I guess that means something, but it's not something we've talked about. And, you know, I guess in Boston, you only talk about one goal, right? And so everything else is leading up to that.
He's very, very smart. I've been very impressed with this kid.
Incredible night.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, Park Grundy.
Here's the headline of the night.
Here he goes!
It's DA's Cold Open.
That was Celtic star Isaiah Thomas into head coach Brad Stevens, and here's why it's perfect. Because while everybody wants to see LeBron and Steph Curry and the Cavaliers versus the Warriors and Cavs-Warriors Part 3 and a rematch of the last two NBA Finals, we want drama en route to there. You know, all season long, there were critics of the NBA that said, wake me up in the NBA Finals. What does it matter until we get to the NBA Finals? We know it's going to be Cavs and Warriors in the NBA Finals. And even if we get Cavs and Warriors in the NBA Finals, you want it to feel like this postseason, anything can happen and it's not inevitable. The NBA playoffs are the only postseason where you feel like crazy upsets can't happen. And that chalk almost always goes through. And that the best player is almost always going to carry the team through to the NBA Finals to a championship. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, we know anything can happen. In Major League Baseball, the best record in baseball rarely, if ever, wins the World Series. In the NFL, yes, recently we've had ones versus ones in the Super Bowl. But for years, we did not. And for a long stretch, we had teams that played on wild card weekend, always going through to a Super Bowl. So basketball's so unlike those other three sports. And if it's the Celtics that have the one, and now the Cavaliers are the ones that have to play a tougher second round series. The Cavaliers have to start on the road in the Eastern Conference Finals, perhaps in Boston for Games 1 and Games 2. The Cavs have to go in a Game 7 on the road to Boston. That's good for business, as is what's happening in the West. Getting Kevin Durant back obviously is significant, and the Warriors are the best team of the Western Conference. But as I mentioned last night, to me, the Spurs are the most interesting team in the NBA because they're the only team I can recall that can win more than 60 games and be completely under the radar. They're 10 games better than everybody in the East. They're 10 games better than the Celtics and the Cavaliers, and nobody speaks as though the Spurs have a legitimate shot. They're completely invisible right now. But they've got a shot to knock off the Warriors. And with James Harden playing the way that he does, who knows what the Rockets are capable of as well. I'd love to see the Rockets be able to push either the Spurs or the Warriors in a series. So I think the Rockets, the Spurs, and the Celtics are perfect right now for the NBA to give us a reason to believe that the next 2 months leading up until the NBA Finals is not just an exercise, in getting the one seed or the favorites, the Warriors and Cavaliers, back playing against one another. Here's your phone number, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, on Twitter, DA on CBS. Tonight we'll also have Tony Romo night in the NBA. Yes, the Dallas Mavericks and Mark Cuban will honor Tony Romo because, you know, the Cowboys haven't even done that yet.
I am a smart Cowboy fan. I know about football.
And how awkward is this? Divorced from the Cowboys, has been retired. Well, hasn't even been retired. He won't even say that he's retired. Has been a member of a broadcast team for, what, 6 days? And he's already being honored by the Dallas Mavericks? I mean, it just goes to show you what a disaster this season has been for the Mavs. And more so, what a cheap ploy it is in Dallas to have a night where the fans can feel good, because they certainly don't feel good about their basketball team. I mean, Dirk Nowitzki is one of the all-time greats. He's easily the greatest international player ever in the NBA's history. And since they won the championship in 2011, it has been a slow bleed out. All he wants is a somewhat competitive team at the end. All he wants, he's taking less money. Just give him a peripheral playoff team. Just let him compete for the 8 seed. Is that so hard? It just means you got to be like around 500. You can even be worse than 500. Just be around 500. And Cuban, for all of his Shark Tank success and all of that, has been a total bust in building anything close to a winner with Nowitzki there at the end of his career. The Mavericks, gassed at the finish line, will finish with 32 or 33 wins. Gross. Absolutely gross. But at least they got Tony Romo night tonight, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
It's not Jerry Jones.
I didn't say it was Jerry Jones.
Anybody else doing nothing?
Yes, there's plenty of people doing plenty of things.
It don't matter. When you a diehard fan, you'll wait the rest of your life.
All right, fine. It's good to know.
But you people are always dogging out the Cowboys. You won't. Everybody won't right now. It doesn't work like that.
It doesn't work like that. Are we done here?
Yeah, we're done. Thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
Right.
Goodbye.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Richard Sherman, to be traded or not to be traded? Some say the asking price is too high. Others say the asking price is dropping. The latest on it next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Hear the Zap Zap, you're on board.
How you doing tonight, DA? Really love the show. Can I get a beam up on that mothership?
I never called him before. I love the show. Could you beam me up?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Don't take a risk of a dead battery. O'Reilly Auto Parts provides free battery testing. If your battery needs to be replaced, professional parts people can find the exact battery that fits your car or truck with free installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Next Monday, we will be shifting to our new time slot. That'll be 9 a. until noon Eastern time here on CBS Sports Radio. So a little reminder, if your affiliate doesn't carry that shift of ours, you could always stream us in that time slot by going to CBSSportsRadio.com, which is the website. Also, you can stream us on your phone using the CBS Sports app, the TuneIn app, the Radio.com app, or Apple Music. And you'll be able to watch the live web stream as well. Mm-hmm. We'll try to crash the servers as often as possible. You could watch at a daily basis the hijinks here on the show, which we will tweet out the link, put it on Facebook, talk about it on the air on a daily basis so you'll know how to listen and how to watch the Dom.
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Yes, we are all doing so. And today's also a Trash Tuesday. We will take out the trash in 40 minutes from now. When it comes to Richard Sherman, I have a hard time believing he's going to be able to come back and play for the Seahawks. I mean, this entire offseason has been not about whether he'll get traded, but about how much it'll cost to pick him up. I mean, if Richard Sherman, if the reports are true and Richard Sherman has asked for a trade, I think it's a mistake by Richard Sherman. I really do. I think that this is a classic case of the grass isn't always greener. You became a household name, which helped out endorsement opportunities, income, earnings, all-pro nod, Pro Bowl nods, attention, media consideration. All of these things come with being on a good football team. It is very difficult in this league to be the stature of Richard Sherman on a bad football team if you are a cornerback. A quarterback on a bad team, well, you can play that game. Like Drew Brees, he can go 6-10 or 7-9 every single season, but everybody's going to know who Drew Brees is. He's going to have his Lee's commercials and have his head and shoulders stuff and have a lot of attention around him. He's also a future Hall of Famer and has won a Super Bowl, but Richard Sherman has won a Super Bowl as well. I don't know if he's a future Hall of Famer, but if you're a quarterback, you can get by not being on a great team. If you're a cornerback, you better play in the playoffs. You better play on Sunday Night Football. You better play when it matters most, when the world is watching, or else you just become another faceless piece of the puzzle. Just another cog in the NFL's machine. Richard Sherman, I hope, understands that he's being coached by one of the best defensive backs coaches in the league, if not the best, when it comes to Pete Carroll. Has gotten the notoriety that he has because he's played in two Super Bowls and because he went off after an NFC Championship game trashing Michael Crabtree, and because by having 2 weeks of the media attention before two Super Bowls, the world got to know him. Good luck doing that for the Houston Texans. Good luck doing that for the Chicago Bears. Good luck doing that in Cleveland. If you're not playing in significant games, you don't matter as a corner. Darrell Revis is the greatest cornerback of his generation. When he played on a bad Buccaneers team and a bad Jets team the last couple of seasons, it didn't matter. Guess when it mattered? When he played for the Patriots in the Super Bowl. So I would tell Richard Sherman, careful what you wish for, because you still have a good defense around you. You still got a good coach. You've got a stable organization. You've got a good quarterback. You're going to win football games. But look, if he wants out, he's been combative. He's been volatile. He can be temperamental. Okay. Armando Salguero of the Miami Herald reports that the Seahawks are looking for a good player and a high pick. Mike Garofolo of the NFL Network reports that they're looking for the Revis deal, which was when he was traded, they got a first rounder and a third rounder. I'll tell you this. The Patriots, I know they have inquired about Sherman. I think that Belichick actually really likes Richard Sherman. You might think that Belichick doesn't like these guys that are loud and brash. He always loved Nocecho Stinko. For some reason, him and Chad Johnson always had this love affair with one another. He has had guys that are loud and brash. He had Randy Moss. He has brought in guys and kind of helped them temper that type of thing, temper that type of behavior. So I could see him loving Richard Sherman. Competitive guy, very good guy, bright guy. But are they trading a 1 and a 3 or a good player and a 1 for Sherman? No, they're not. I don't think the Seahawks are going to get that back. Because as good as Sherman has been, Richard Sherman's 29 years old. Richard Sherman, by the time we roll around to next offseason, will be 30. And the 30-year mark for a running back is when you fall off the cliff. And you could also make the argument at corner. You're right in that same zip code. Now, I think you could play longer at corner than you can at running back at a high level. But guess how old Darrell Revis is? 31. And last year fell off the cliff. You are talking about a league where playing corner is harder and harder every year because the rules are slanted towards the offense. You've got younger wide receivers, faster wide receivers, more sophisticated passing attacks. As a corner, you can do less. It's a young man's position. Once you hit 31, 32 as a cornerback, unless you're Rondé Barber, you ain't playing that position anymore. You get moved to safety because you just can't simply catch up anymore. Half a step you get beaten by regularly, and you are toast on a play-by-play, game-by-game basis. Why would you trade a first-round draft pick for Richard Sherman if you've basically got 1, maybe 2 years left in him as a corner, and then you have to move him to safety? Why? Why would you do that? Unless right now you're trying to win a championship. Right now you feel like you are just a corner away from this year winning a Super Bowl. But like I said before, where is Richard Sherman going to go where his chances to win are better than in Seattle? Where is he going to go where he automatically joins a more competitive team than the one he's on? I don't think there is one out there. If he's clashing with coaches, I mean, the fact that he got in Darrell Bevell's face on the sideline or was worried about the offensive play calling and got in Pete Carroll's face tells me that something was wrong with Richard Sherman. But also, he was injured last year, remember? And they almost docked them a draft pick for admitting that. Damaged goods, almost 30, plays a position that the young guys play in this league. No thanks. I'm not trading a first and a third or a first and anything for Richard Sherman. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. When we come back, the Minnesota Twins have won on one of their best starts in years, and they've also got a lot of DA in them, and for that I appreciate. We'll discuss why coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
The only rules to join the mothership? You need to feel good and be doing well.
Hey, what's going on, DA?
How you doing, brother?
My brother from another mother. How's it going?
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Come on, Damon. Wake up.
Remember, we are on Apple Music. Do you listen to your music via Apple Music? I do. It's great. Well, you know what? You can just type in CBS Sports Radio. And it's your own radio station right on there, completely free. If you have Apple Music, just type in CBS Sports Radio and get the smoothest stream this side of outdoor life.
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
It really is nice. It's just a smooth stream. If it's not, consult a physician. So the Minnesota Twins have been surprisingly successful early on in the season. Recent years have been one of the worst teams in baseball, but early on, good results, 5-2, tied for the lead in the American League Central. Why? Because they're smart. Because they're smarter. They're smarter than your average bear. At the Twins' request, the visiting clubhouse and broadcast booth in Detroit have been disinfected because the flu-ridden Boston Red Sox just left town yesterday. The Twins' team hotel also taking precautions because that team hotel also hosted the flu-ridden, disgusting, virus-laden Boston Red Sox. A cleanup crew of 5 to 6 people were spending several hours last night wiping down all the surface areas where a handful of Red Sox coaches and half a dozen players fell ill during their 4-game series with the Tigers in Detroit. Hanley Ramirez visited a local hospital for treatment. Shortstop Xander Bogaerts had to stay away from the ballpark entirely. And reliever Robbie Ross placed on the 10-day DL with the flu. That's a rough flu. Remember in early March, late February, early March, when I came down with that bad boy? It's rough. That was late February. And, I mean, it was a punch to the face. I felt like I was in WrestleMania, dragged across the canvas. I felt like I was the doctor on a United flight. Like I had just been yanked out of my seat, and I was like, dragged unconscious down the runway. But even I only missed 2 shows. Now it was a Thursday, Friday, and then so I had Saturday, Sunday.
You attempted Friday's show.
And I attempted Friday's show, which was a nightmare of epic proportions. I should have never tried that. Goes down in history as maybe the worst first hour of the DA show ever. No, actually, it was a pretty good first hour. Worst first segment ever.
Yeah, I mean, we had great taped interviews. You played it to 20 and the 40.
Yeah. But that was only a 4-day thing. I was back on Monday. 10 days with the flu? I mean, this is a serious thing. Have you ever been sick for 10 days?
No, but I wonder, though, is it like sick for 4 days, but, you know, loses so many fluids that to be a professional athlete, you got to build up the strength again, and that's why the 10 days?
You miss 10 days with the flu even being a baseball player?
Is that
possible?
I think so. I mean,
Michael Jordan played in the NBA Finals with the flu.
He's Michael Jordan. I mean, who's it? John Ross? Who did we say? What?
Robbie Ross Jr. The legendary Robbie Ross Jr.
I mean, but think about it. You got to build up strength. You're not going to have any of that fresh off the flu. It's not like you could stop coughing and go, I'm good to go. Get me back in the lineup.
I guess. I just think that it's only baseball. I mean, he's also a reliever. Does he really need to take 10 days off? Maybe they wanted to shove him onto the DL and they found an excuse for it. Anyway, it is amazing to me that more companies and more teams, specifically teams, do not take greater precautions when there are flu outbreaks. You hear about this all the time. Oh, so-and-so team is dealing with the flu. Oh, the flu's going around the locker room. The flu's going around the facility. The flu's going around. The flu's going around. The flu's going around. You have this much money invested in making sure your players stay healthy. You have millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars invested in your roster. These are $100 million assets. And the one thing that can take them out of commission is health. And so, God forbid you feel something in your elbow, shut them down. Shoulder, shut them down. Something in the knee, shut them down. Something in the neck, shut them down. Concussion, shut them down. Flu's going around, show up to work. It's going around the facility. Just make sure you cover up. Hey, everybody that's sick, cover up when you're sneezing. I hate that. No, stay home. That's how we all get sick. Productivity suffers when people are morons. And in sports, how could you not get this? Thank God the Twins are doing this. And I love that they're doing it in the broadcast booth. You know, me and Scotty Farrell cut from the same cloth. What happens when Scott Farrell comes in every single night at 10 p.m. Eastern time to take over this time slot or take over my chair after I'm done? Comes in, wipes it all down with the disinfectant. Wipes it all down. Me and him are in the same category, same circus freaks. Wipe it down, wipe this down, wipe down the microphone, wipe down the keyboard, make it clean, okay. I mean, there's probably something wired within a number of sports media that's a little OCD in some ways. I mean, Ack is like this. Ackerman knows. He's outside doing updates right now. The guy's got like 14 economy-sized Clorox bottles, wipes everything down every single day. Smart man. Man after my own blood. But this probably came from the broadcast booth. Because why randomly are they like, okay, we had a whole bunch of players sick. Make sure the press box also is clean here, guys. What, was Hanley Ramirez suddenly doing play-by-play in the sixth inning one night? More teams need to take this seriously. Because, you know, when you're sick, even with the flu, it knocks you on your ass. You can't get anything done. And I talked about this also when I was sick a couple months ago. Like, the flu is insult to injury. Because not only do you feel awful, not only are you depressed and you feel awful and everything hurts, but, like, things that shouldn't even be a thing happen to you. Like the sick taste. Why does my mouth have to taste like it's sick? Why does my hair have to hurt? You know, that just doesn't seem fair. Like, I get it. I got the chills. I got a runny nose. I'm coughing. I got a sore throat. But does my hair, I don't feel my hair 360 days a year. But randomly when I'm sick once a year, my hair hurts. It never feels good. I never comb my hair. I'm like, oh my God, my hair feels so good. But when I'm sick, it actually hurts. Like, that's just insult to injury. And then also you lose your appetite, and that's no fun either. You can't even eat anything. Nothing tastes good. It's just a really miserable whole thing. So I'm glad for the Minnesota Twins. Edge of sports science. It's like, let's make sure we're sleeping well enough. Let's make sure we're drinking enough fluids. Let's make sure we've got this in our shakes and our proteins. Make sure you're doing this yoga. Make sure you're doing this Pilates. Oh, but the flu's going around. I don't. Who cares? Show up to work. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Jeff is in Houston listening on CBS Sports Radio 650. What's up, Jeff? Jeffrey.
Oh, what's going on?
How are you, buddy?
I'm great. Good. I like to talk about my New Orleans Saints. I mean, we have Adrian Peterson coming in. I mean, I understand the whole running back situation. I mean, we had, you know, Pierre Thomas, Chris Ivory, and Mark Ingram when we won the Super Bowl. So I can see why we want another back since we lost Tim Hightower, but I don't think we need Adrian Peterson of all backs right now. Possibly looking at why we have the 11th pick and we have the 32nd. I mean, I understand we want to go defense, but maybe if we can go first getting Leonard Fournette and then getting Tre'Davious White with our 32nd and then focus on on the rest of our defense with the rest of our picks that we hold, I thought that would have been more strategic. But what do you think?
What are you doing, by the way? Sound like it was a very rocky phone call.
Oh, I have this phone case.
You got what? It was a phone case?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you're not being hurt. Sounded like somebody was beating you up over there. Now, look, I think that for Adrian Peterson, he only makes sense for the New Orleans Saints or anybody else if he comes at a dirt cheap price with an incentive-laden contract. I actually think there's a value to Adrian Peterson right now, and a lot of people don't. I actually think there is a value. Because to me, if you can get a short yardage back, a goal line back like AP, and you can get him incentive laden, perfect. Perfect. Now, I don't know. I feel like the reason he's not signed already is that Peterson wants too much money. He realizes this is his last contract. So he's going to say he wants to be on part of a winner. He wants to be this. He wants to be that. I really think that it is simply he wants X number of dollars, and other teams are just, they're blanking and saying no thanks. So whoever it is, whether it's the Saints or anybody else, I think Adrian Peterson brings value to the table as long as you can get him on a contract that isn't too much money. Give him short-term money, nothing more than 2 years. Make sure you have a decent out after 1 year and just say, look, you get paid if you hit 1,000 yards. You get paid if you hit 10 touchdowns. You get paid if you have this or that. And you can even make them more approachable benchmarks, like 700 yards rushing and 7 touchdowns or something, and then have escalators after that. So you get a bonus after 600 yards, a bonus after 1,000 yards, a bonus after 1,100 yards, stuff like that. 5 touchdowns, 8 touchdowns, 10 touchdowns, what have you. Player of the week, this and that. That's what you have to do to Adrian Peterson, because you simply cannot give him guaranteed money and expect him to be anything after what we saw at the end of last year. For the New Orleans Saints, I don't think Leonard Fournette's going to be there when they draft at number 11. I got a feeling that Leonard Fournette's going to be a top 8 draft pick, and I certainly would take him in the top 8 as well. Now, Leonard Fournette going from LSU and being a star to the New Orleans Saints would certainly fit the local flavor, but he's not going to be available at number 11. I think one of the most interesting pieces of the Saints draft situation is this the year they finally go and they get Drew Brees' successor? Because remember, they thought they had done that by drafting Garrett Grayson, and I think he was a third-round pick, if I'm not mistaken. But Sean Payton liked his arm, liked the points and the yards and the production that he put up in college. And then Grayson just never got anything, never did anything. And so they had to just flat out cut him and move on. Now, thankfully, Drew Brees is still playing at a very, very, very high level. But he's 38 years old. I mean, if you just assume he hits 40, so that maybe you have 2 more seasons left with Drew Brees, maybe this is it, maybe next year, but I don't think you could count on Drew Brees being your quarterback beyond 2018. This would be the year to draft his successor, to give him 2 years, then you're ready to go, unless you're just counting on Drew Brees to be back next year. But what happens if this is the last year? What happens if this is the year for Drew Brees that Peyton Manning had 2 seasons ago? Now, Peyton kind of showed his age at the end of the previous season and going into the playoffs, so we kind of had a feeling it was coming, and we don't have that feeling about Brees right now. But certainly, if Drew Brees ends up this year showing his age at 38 years old, you will want to have had the next guy ready to go. I don't think the Saints go at number 11 there, but it wouldn't shock me if the Saints do draft a quarterback in the first 2 rounds, 3 rounds. Maybe they trade down to the first round and grab a guy. Maybe they use their second round pick and grab a guy. Wouldn't surprise me at all, though, if this is the year that the Saints do that. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. By the way, there's a very, very scorching hot take on the NFL draft emanating from the Thicktator.
As a pop culture phenomenon like myself.
Mraz, you have said you believe the best player in this draft to be an all-timer, a Hall of Fame caliber player. It's not Deshaun Watson, it's not Mitch Trubisky, it's not Leonard Fournette, it's not Christian McCaffrey, it's not even Myles Garrett. You believe the Hall of Fame player in this draft is
O.J. Howard.
Alabama tight end.
Yeah. Yeah, I think O.J. Howard can revolutionize everything. Blocking, downfield, can run a wheel route like he's a freaking scat back, does everything with speed and size, even better than Rob Gronkowski, who really outboxes people.
You're really doing a John Gruden here. I think his wheel route.
His wheel route. He could just spin out, catch a tight end slip screen, and just turn on the gas up the sideline like he's Victor Cruz in 2011. You don't see that at a tight end. And he has the size to go make plays like Rob Gronkowski can. And he just drills people off the edge, can hit defensive ends all day long to open up running holes. O.J. Howard is the most complete package of tight end I can remember seeing in a long time.
O.J. Howard, Mraz's call, is a Hall of Famer and the best player in this draft.
Undoubtedly.
Undoubtedly.
Not a doubt.
Not a doubt.
I'd take him first overall if I was Cleveland.
First overall.
Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself.
Trash Tuesday coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.